From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Blood Hunt by Will C. Knott, the second story in the Golden Hawk series. Now let's begin with Chapter 1 of Blood Hunt. Hawk pulled his Appaloosa to a sudden halt and turned in his saddle. A distant cry had come to him above the pounding of his pony's hooves, and as he lifted his craggy profile to listen, he resembled a startled bird of prey. It was getting warm, but spring had not yet arrived this high in the Rockies, and over his buckskins he wore the wolfskin jacket his sister had made for him the winter before. Out from under his wide-brimmed hat his blonde hair reached clear to his shoulders. This golden mane was one reason why his Comanche captors had named him Golden Hawk. Hawk kept himself perfectly still as he listened. And then he became aware of the awesome silence that had fallen over the timbered slope. No bird sang. The constant, rapid chittering of scolding chipmunks had stopped. Even the soft moan of the wind high in the pines had faded away completely. It was as if all the world had heard that faint cry and was listening for it along with Hawk. The call came a second time, from the other side of the ridge Hawk had just crossed. With the ease of a Comanche, Hawk slipped from his mount. Lifting his plains rifle from its saddle scabbard, he loped swiftly back up onto the ridge. Sable Hair Woman, her black hair flung out in a dark plume behind her as she rode, was galloping across a long open meadow toward him. When she caught sight of his powerful, broad-shouldered figure standing on the ridge, she waved frantically.
"Hawk!" she called. "Wait!"
Hawk had said goodbye to the daughter of Joseph Bear the night before. Yet here she was, riding like fury to overtake him. It could only mean trouble. He glanced alertly about him. Every slope was now suspect. Each patch of timber, each pine-studded ridge. He was still looking warily about him when Sable Hair Woman flung herself from her lathered Appaloosa and ran up to him.
"Comanche!" she cried.
"Of what band?"
"Quahati."
Hawk nodded. He did not really have to ask. Any Comanches as far north had to be Quahati searching for him. The Quahati were bound in everlasting enmity to him, and only his death, his slow death, would satisfy them. "How many?"
"Too many for the Golden Hawk. 6, maybe 7.
"How do you know this?"
"They came to our village. Many of our warriors were off to hunt the buffalo when the Quahati come to our village. They tell my father they come in peace. But when they learn my father has shared his lodge with the Golden Hawk, they say he must tell them which way you go."
"Did he?" She shook her head proudly.
"No. So Quahati beat him, then take many ponies and ride off."
"And you came to warn me?"
"Yes."
Hawk said nothing. Sable Hair Woman had thought only of him. Since she first pulled him from the snow the winter before, more dead than alive, she had been a faithful and willing friend and lover. He had been fever-ridden and close to death, and it was she who had saved him. And later, without so much as a murmur, she had accepted the fact that his need to find his sister made settling down with her Nez Perce people impossible. Now, in her overwhelming concern and eagerness to warn him, Sable Hair Woman must have surely led those 7 Comanches straight to Hawk. "You have warned me, Sable Hair Woman," he said gently. "Now you must return to your village and your father."
"But he tell me to come after you."
"And you have done so." She looked at him for a long moment, then flung her arms about him. He held her tightly, feeling the excited beat of her heart and the lovely suppleness of her body against his. He thought once again of how much he would miss her. He released her. She straightened her shoulders proudly and said not a word, though he knew she had hoped he would ask her to remain with him. Turning, she mounted up and with a single brief wave rode back down the slope, this time keeping her pony to a walk. Hawk stood on the ridge, watching until she was almost ready to disappear into the distant line of timber on the far edge of the clearing. As he was about to turn back to his pony, he saw 4 Comanches break from the timber before Sable Hair Woman
Sample complete. Ready to continue?